Fett only shrugged.
Maybe the Jedi aren't using the right kind of ammunition.
Do not take her lightly,
Tahiri warned.
She has more ways to kill than you do, and you'll never see her coming.
You think you're scaring me, Vela? I always see them coming.
Tahiri pointed at the moss they had just cleaned off his armor.
You didn't this time.
That was her doing?
Fett asked, glancing at the sticky pile.
I thought it was my scientists doing something else they need to die for.
I'm afraid not. This stuff grows wherever Abeloth sets up house. It's how she feeds.
On fungus and moss. What is she? Some kind of cave creeper?
Tahiri shook her head.
Abeloth is no herbivore, Fett. She feeds on fear, anguish, on what beings feel as they suffer and die.
Fett's helmet swung back.
You're telling me she feeds on death?
Not in the way you mean, Tahiri replied. She feeds on the feelings death causes. Fear and pain release a lot of dark side energy. That's what Abeloth is after.
Fett fell silent, and Tahiri could tell by the stillness in his force aura that she was finally making him understand what they were up against. That he needed her help for more than just finding his scientists. He needed her to get him out of the Moon Maiden alive. Finally, Fett nodded.
Okay, she's a force drinker. I get it.
Not yet, Tahiri said. You're still thinking on a mortal scale, like Vader or Palpatine. Think bigger, like a storm or a tide. Like a living force volcano.
Fett's helmet tipped back.
A living force volcano? It's running it pretty far into wild space, Vela.
I don't think so, Tahiri said. You saw all those speeders out in the crater?
They would have been hard to miss. I figured you and Tom needed a bunch of lab rats.
I guess that's one explanation.
Tahiri waved a hand at a clump of fungi.
But they can't be doing much experimenting right now. And the Moon Maiden is still advertising heavily for new workers.
You think Abeloth is running through a feeding stock?
That's my guess,
Tahiri replied.
It certainly fits the facts I see.
Fett looked away, and Tahiri felt his force aura grow cold and apprehensive.
Okay. We're up against a force volcano. How do we kill it?
I'm still working on that.
Grateful that Fett couldn't sense what was in her force aura, she smiled.
I was hoping you might have some ideas.
Fett studied her for a moment, then finally nodded.
Deal. But you take point.
Fair enough.
She started up the ramp toward the security bunker.
No need. Nothing up there but bodies. Dead ones.
Nothing?
Tahiri asked, guessing Fett might be reluctant to stick around if she mentioned there was a turbo laser barrage on the way. She was trying to find a subtle way to ask about shield generators.
You cleared it?
No. They just died of fright when they heard I was coming.
Tahiri rolled her eyes.
I was wondering about surveillance, hatch lockouts, patrol droids, that sort of thing.
Do I look like an amateur?
Fett demanded.
I said nothing. Nothing living, nothing functional.
Okay. Thanks.
Tahiri said, deciding that Fett's definition of nothing meant that she could check destroy shield generators off her mental to-do list.
That's good to know.